Call this meeting to order at 6:30. Agenda. Any amendments?
I would request an amendment. So in speaking with the auditor just moments ago, so he has requested that the audit presentation be in a closed meeting based on its still in preliminary form and so on. So I request that we move that, the audit into the closed meeting, which is already on, and that we would probably be looking at section 20, ATIA, section 29.1B. So that's advice from officials, consultation, or deliberations. Please.
Okay. Want to do the motion to accept the agenda as amended?
As amended?
Okay. All in favor?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go to the campground wash and repair.
Yes, I did leave council some high-level information in an RFD format here as quick as I can get it off this afternoon. So there is a need for toilet repair at the campground washrooms, as well as the underground lines. We have been faced with periodically having to call out a plumber or just sort of as these things come up, react. And so it seems prudent to look at actually fixing the problem. So we actually had somebody come out, a plumber who's qualified, and just look at the lines and video and so on. So the bottom line here is we're looking at a quote of $30,000 to do the repairs that would be required to prevent and put this in the place it should be. And this, we are advised that government funding called LGFF, that grant, we're advised would cover such cost. So it's a request for a decision on this. If there is going to be something done, now is probably the time before campers come in. There would have to be some shutdown period and so on.
Discussion?
No, can they get it done before the May long weekend is going to be the question.
I'm not sure. Sorry, I do not know exactly how quickly. We would certainly ask them to be as quick as possible, and they know it's important for us. We have a potential campers and so on wanting to use. Sorry, I do not know exactly an estimate there.
Any other discussion? I agree that it needs to be done. If it's an issue, it should be done before our season starts.
Does that include the Sunny Dump? Probably not, eh? That's just...
No, it does not, sorry. Very quickly, we're still waiting for a quote on that because they've been busy. I'll just leave it at that because it isn't actually an agenda item, but that's all there was.
Okay, I move that we...
Hold on, let's just defer a second here.
That is the grant that we've got like $126,000 and change in there, right? MSI grant?
It actually applies to both, if I may elaborate as quickly as I can. The MSI is the one you're referring to. That is actually no longer out there. We have some residual because they're allowing a transition period. There's no longer new funding on that. What it has transitioned to is this one acronym, LGFF. And so in my discussions with the liaisons, I was going to continue unless
oh,
you
I'm
need
sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just coordinating. So I am understanding that the eligibilities of the MSI, which would be this one, fortunately, campground, seem to be similar in LGFF. So that is a relief to know. Sometimes they change. CCBF, by the way, is much more restrictive. But in fact, that. So it so happens that this would, as of today, if I may elaborate further, I had a lengthy discussion with our liaison with MSI. There's some reporting due there, and talked about both these funds. And it looks like we're going to be moving, because it's best, and I've talked to the auditor about this, to, well, we knew we needed to spend the MSI first because it's run out. There's only a few years left. We don't want to be left hanging some money that we have to return. So it was thought best to trade the LGFF that was scheduled for the remainder of West View Place, if I may, and utilize that soon to expire MSI. So long story short was we'll probably be using LGFF for these things the way we had been thinking MSI. Sorry, it's long-winded. Okay.
So in that case, we'd have enough for this and the sound.
Correct. Down. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Good to move forward. Okay. John, you were making that motion?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Truck repair. Are you going to talk on that one again?
Yeah, it's just very briefly. It is kind of time sensitive, and it is, and it's important, and it's maybe not so important. It's important that it's our only big truck. It's not as stressful because we're probably not going to have a big snow anytime. I'm hoping we don't have another big snow. So we probably have some time to work through this. But anyways, the update is very short. We have found out that the parts needed to repair it are not available. And so we'll be looking at seeing if we can get something else in its place. So there's a search on. We would be looking at getting some salvage value from this truck where we could, and that is the status. So again, before anything was entered into or committed, we'd come back and suggest. So it's in search mode right now.
Any questions, Council? That update worked?
Yeah, it seems can't fix it.
No. Any questions? Okay, moving on to, that was just information, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, basically. Moving on to the website, next steps. I think to move forward on this, this is something that maybe should go to council deliberations with the budget. No different than what we decided the other night with the gopher control.
I agree.
Yeah, I think we have to do some research into it. I don't think it's going to cost 10 grand, so there's got to be a way to get it for less than that so that we can communicate properly.
So do we take it to our deliberations when we're doing the budget?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do we need to make a motion on that then?
It's okay, just pick and drag, yeah.
All right. We're good with that one? All right, the FCSS carryover. So there was some extra money left and they've asked us to spend it from 2025. So there's $2,389.84 is available for consideration. And so the youth group does quite a bit, so we're thinking that we could give it to the youth group. So if we don't spend the money, we have to give it back.
Can I? Mm-hmm. And just to be fair and clear, there is no guarantee that FCSS would approve this. But this request, at least from the administration CEO, was that just approval to try, anyways, at least try our best we can. Thank you.
So the best we can do is try and move it to the youth group? Because I think that'd be a good idea because they do a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring that forward.
Any more comments, discussion?
Okay.
So all in favor of John's motion? Carried. Now move into closed at 6:42.
I told you it was going to be quick.
You don't have to whisper anymore. There's nobody here.
You want to take go, you want. I missed the first part.
Yeah, rewrite.
Well, the auditor, right?
That's actually been, if I may.
Sorry.
Can I comment?
Yep.
Just an update. The auditor requested just before this meeting that his presentation be in a closed meeting because of where the status is. So we actually have moved it just before you came into this next closed part. So sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So
you can. Oh, sorry. So, yeah, we would need to go into closed meeting. Thank you. Unless you have a lot of answers for us.
I didn't realize it was like an official.
It is, yeah.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
See you, Lloyd.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Well, because I said we'd move in to close at 6:42.
Yeah,
so
we should maybe change it.
Okay, we'll change it. Get the gallery empty. Do I need to lock the door?
It's up to you. I think they're probably not going to. If it's a problem, we can maybe do later.
All
but
right.
They should be fine, right?
Okay. Everyone's good to move into close? All right. So
6:43.
Okay. Okay, Council. We will come out of closed at 8:12. All right. So talking with the auditor. Can I get a motion to accept audited financial statement and the audit report?
A motion not.
A motion. Okay, Brenda's going to make that motion. Sorry, I need to start calling you.
Deputy Mayor.
All in favor? Carried. Okay. And then from the other section that we discussed, can I get a motion to accept and approve the recommended contractor by MPE who has done previous above average infrastructure within the community?
Could we maybe add to complete the Westview Place?
To complete the Westview Place.
Project, yeah.
To complete, and you know what? I'm going to put that motion forward. Complete Westview Place. There we are. All in favor? Carried. And we will now adjourn our meeting at 8:14.